That's right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the SummitCast. We're thrilled and excited that you made the decision to join us for today's broadcast. I'm Doug Dayton, I'm the CMO King, and I'm here today with the one and only Chuck Jeter, America's Headhunter. Chuck, how are you, man?
Doing good, Doug. How are you doing?
Fantastic. For those of y'all that don't know, Summit is a physician and executive staffing firm here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and we have got tons of opportunities for various specialties for different executives. If you're looking for a job or if you need some help, reach out to us. You can call us at 817-483-4300 and speak to anyone, and we will make sure that we get someone working with you that can help you alleviate your pain.
Yeah, so you want to say anything about the DFW website or?
Oh my goodness, we're not quite ready to roll it out, but yeah, we actually are going to offer a service to hear folks local in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. We have a ton of people, probably a dozen people a week, that call our office looking for jobs.
Warehouse jobs, things like that.
Yeah, like that are non-medical specialty jobs. So we're going to put up a free website where you don't have to pay $300 a month to post your jobs, and it'll be a great resource for candidates to connect and different organizations to post their jobs. We've got the guts of it up, but we're still working it out. You can check it out if you want to. It's hire-dfw.com. But we're going to be putting some more work in on that here in the next.
It's going to be self-service sort of deal. We're not going to do it. We just want to help the people that are calling and stuff, and we don't want to turn them away. If somebody's looking for a job, we want to help them.
Sure. And Chuck doesn't just talk about that. He doesn't just preach it. He practices it. I've heard him actually answer the phone with a lot of these folks that are misguided, thinking that we place various. Now, we do place physicians. We do place mid-levels and executives, but we have historically not done a ton.
We stay in healthcare.
Yeah, that's kind of our silo, but we are branching out, and we are currently taking steps to make that available to folks.
Be all things to all people.
There you go. Man, Chuck, I had something interesting that happened around our house. Man, we started noticing that there were some cracks in the walls, and then we noticed a family of cats that are always hanging out around our house. And now my wife loves cats, so she's, thinks that they're cute and everything. And I was thinking, why are these cats hanging out at my house? And I started looking around, and there was this little hole underneath a part of our foundation. I've got a pretty decent sized house, but I started looking, and there was all of this evidence that the foundation of our house needed a little bit of work. Now, Chuck, I know that knowing that something needs to be done and actually doing it are two different things. And man, we had to take some action and do something, because not only did we have cats living underneath our house in this hole in our foundation, but it was actually a more serious problem than we thought. And as we're speaking to different folks across the country, specifically, there's just been an explosion in radiology. But as we're talking to these different radiology groups, that's kind of where we're seeing the state of affairs. A lot of these groups and a lot of these folks that are looking for help have realized that there are cracks in their current model for practice. They're realizing that they have to make some adjustments. Sometimes they're having to bump up salary. Sometimes they're having to be willing to have remote candidates come in to help out. But there has definitely been an explosion in radiology that has lasted a significant amount of time at this point, Chuck. So what are you seeing out there?
So, I mean, every day we get or hear of, I don't know if we get, but we hear of, we get four or five new positions that we could, recruit for. At least we know about. And if we get somebody, we can, point them that direction. But, it's just, it looks like it's going to be this way for a while. And,
sure.
And we really hadn't matured. We haven't really figured out. So what I've been finding out this week, and what I really paid attention to as I was working through closing down a couple things, and some people, some groups, some doctors in these groups, they hear the remotes going on, and all this stuff, and then they figure out that they actually may have something, you know, that, that their job's not so bad, and so that's fine too if we you know, help them decide to stay or whatever. But you know, but the biggest thing is the schedules. These doctors, they're making about the same money they could. They can just get a better schedule, and then the, but the big thing is that they're, you know, they're in a secure situation. It's a situation they've been in. They feel like it's more stable than, you know, maybe a remote situation, which is, I mean, they're all the same. You know, it's, I mean, as far as stability, I mean, any group could lose a contract tomorrow that's had it for 35 years or, you know, anything can happen, you know, and, you know, so that's, it's all, I mean, if you're a radiologist, that's your stability.
That's
because
it.
You can get a job anywhere, anytime for a very long time.
Well, you know, people think that they can minimize and alleviate all the risk. You made a statement earlier about your kids about job security. Do you remember what that was?
No, I I think what I said was that everybody is on commission.
That's it.
No matter whether you get paid a salary, whether you get, you know, commission. I mean, if you don't produce and pay for yourself, you know, be in there, leave the wood pile stacked a little bit higher than when you got there, you're not going to be around.
And that is a fact, ladies and gentlemen. If you are not a producer, then there might be a little bit of a grace period, but eventually, if you're not a producer, it's going to get old really quick for everybody that you work with.
So I haven't seen this, but this would be a good idea, and it would work because you see, you know, if they could, there's one group. If you could get, like make full time positions out of like say two or three, you know, different. Radiologist, and then just somehow make them be accountable for their little schedule for that FTE, you know, then they could just, you know, you could cover a lot. But, you know, the people that want to work a week right now, you don't really see, you know, a whole lot of people biting on those people. 2 weeks, they start to become very interested. You know, if somebody will work, you know, Monday through Friday, take 10, 12 weeks vacation and then do their fair share of weekends and evening shifts, not overnights, but evening shifts. Those people are probably, you know, the getting snatched up the quickest.
Sure. Well, I know that, you know, I've actually spent a significant amount of time sourcing candidates here recently, and I've seen people go over the course of a couple of weeks from, hey, I just only want day shift. I don't want nights, don't want weekends. Maybe I'll do one weekend. As they're having these different conversations, though, they're starting to say, yeah. So, hey, I know, Chuck, that you've kind of been casually looking at land and talking to some folks about possibly raising some cattle on the side. And you made an interesting observation because the folks that you reached out to in a group started contacting you. What was that you were saying?
Well, so I like to, when salesmen or, you know, people call, you know, even if it's spam callers or whatever, I like to answer the call and like to listen to their pitch, and I like to listen to how they present and how they actually, you know. And so today I got a call from a number, and you know, I wasn't going to answer it because we were doing something, but then that person hung right up and they called me right back, and I thought, oh well, it's, you know, not a spam call, it must be somebody trying to get a hold of me, so I answered it. So I thought, well
yeah. You know, and so I found a lot of times whenever I'm calling either you know, hospitals, different physicians, or screening candidates, you know, I'll call somebody and then maybe I'll have a call that is announced over our intercom for me, and I'll kind of hang up and then I'll call them back. I've noticed that a lot too. If you call back twice, then you have a pretty good chance of someone answering the phone if they don't know your number. So it's all best practices, man. I think that a lot of times one of the things that I see happen is we're working with different organizations is, you know, people will sometimes make one call or send one email. And then, you know, if for some reason they don't hear something back, then they don't really make a whole lot of effort. And you don't know if the email went to someone's spam filter or if they just happened to miss the call because they were on another call or whatever. I mean, those are good practices.
Well, yeah, so I see what you're doing. So you're kind of easing into the coaching. I got you. You got that little coaching thing going over there. And so, but yeah, no, I like to leave a message for people.
Sure.
And just basically, you know, say, hey, this is Chuck at Summit. And, you know, because they're checking their voicemail just like you check. And, you know, if they want to, and then I send them a text. And then that way they know it's not spam and all that.
No, that is talking about coaching people, that is a great practice. You know, not only, because like it surprises me that different people just have different settings, not only on their mobile devices, but in their emails. You don't know if your call is instantly denied just because it's a number that they don't have saved on their save senders list or in their contacts or anything like that. You don't know if their spam settings are set pretty high, but I think that so many times, Chuck, as different folks are reaching out to people, they need to make sure that they are practicing effective practices. Let's take, for instance, the interview process. You know, if you're talking to some folks and you know, it's a discovery call, you're finding out if you gel with them. Everybody has basic things that they are interested in hearing about on those discovery calls. Yes, they want to hear about your organization. They also want to know details. Now, I realize that whenever I get a call from someone that's a salesperson, I can usually tell within about the first 15 seconds if they have done any research or if they are just, you know, blasting out to everybody in the universe cold calling people. And I'm a fan of cold calling, but, you know, it's a good thing to make sure that you're relevant to the person that you're pitching. Speaking of pitching, Chuck, we have had and just a whole bunch of new radiology opportunities that are popping up. Man, we've got a killer one in New York State. We got Florida that's popping up. We've got the remote gigs. We got some in Ohio, Metro Ohio, Metro Illinois, Metro California. Goodness.
700 first year IR. New York,
I mean, and it's like, this is, and I know that
partnership track, everything.
The partnership track, I know that one of the groups we worked with quite a while back, and we just now kind of fired things back up. You know, they've seen the writing on the wall. They understand the signs of the times. They have adjusted accordingly. They went from people making $450 to $500 to people making $750, something like that. They've adjusted the vacation time. They've adjusted the amount of time to partnership track. So this is still a candidate's market. We are still getting a lot of our existing clients that are coming back that are open to working with a remote radiologist. And I know that you kind of, we're talking briefly a minute ago about, you know, the different schedules. Some people are only wanting to work 1 week a month. Some people
that's tough, man. I mean, just, you know, everybody we talk to wants to work. I mean, needs somebody to work a full schedule and kind of, you know, somebody that wants to, I mean, 2 weeks at a bare minimum, you know, and
I would say that, you know, at least if someone is 3 weeks, then they're dateable. I mean, you know, people will talk to them. But, you know, if you're only wanting to work 2 weeks a month and you're just wanting the cush shift, you're only wanting days, you're not wanting to do anything that might be considered inconvenient, then, yes, we do want to hear what you're looking for. We will put what you're looking for in our system. We'll write down what areas, what states you're licensed in, and if we have someone that says, hey, listen, man, we really need some help 2 weeks a month, then we will absolutely get you plugged in.
And also the difference too in that 2 weeks, you know, is 2 weeks Monday through Friday and no weekends, or is 2 weeks 14 days straight, you know? And so what I'm finding is when I'm talking to people about different jobs, they keep upping the ante. Like,
yeah,
they're like, hey, okay, if I can get a job just working, you know, 14 days you know, then I'll be off 2 weeks and that'd be great, man. And then, you know, you go, okay, yes, yeah, I found four people that'll do that. Then they're like, well, I just want to work 12 and, you know, I need to make, I said 550, but I want to work, I need to make, you know, $750, and you know, then you have to do the numbers and all that stuff and tell them how much they have to work, and then they're like, oh, I have a pretty good job.
Yeah, well, you know, and we will gladly help you figure out if your situation's good. Like, I mean, we've got different team members here that are familiar with kind of, I mean, really everybody's making about the same amount for per RVU, even though they don't exactly know what that number is, because there's some smoke and some mirrors there. And but, you know, everybody's making about the same amount. It really comes down to how much you're wanting to work, how much you're wanting to produce, what shifts you're willing to produce. We've got some great organizations that we're working with that, I mean, I've heard on multiple occasions, if someone says we want to make X amount and we want to work this schedule, then they will say, we will start you off at that. And it kind of goes back to what you said, man, everybody is commission only. Cause if you're not producing enough to pay for the day of the radiologist that comes in and twiddles his thumbs and getting paid the same amount as the person that's their top producer are over.
Well, it's, I mean, there's still some democratic, quote, democratic groups out there. And so, but they still have to, you know, read the volumes and stuff like that, but they don't have to read the exact amount. But the remote positions, for sure, remote, they're not going to have somebody, one guy reading 15,000 in remote and another guy reading 25,000 and then being paid the same. That's never going to happen.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
So, Chuck, I know that on the candidate front recently, I think that we have sourced a couple of different musculoskeletal candidates recently that are looking for opportunities that are relatively flexible. Some of them are open to location. Some of them are looking for remote gigs. I know that we have a breast imager, several neuroradiologists that we're looking for. We even have a neurointerventional radiologist that reached out to us that's looking at practice opportunities. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things that we can, you know, if you are looking, I want to encourage you to reach out to us. Our number here at the office is 817-483-4300. And my extension is 1001. Chuck's extension is 1002. You can reach out to either one of us to talk about practice opportunities, or any of our team members that happen to answer the phone. You can just say, if you happen to see a record locator number of a candidate or record locator number of a practice opportunity that you're interested in, which you can find that on our website, hiresps.com. There's like a drop down section for opportunities and another one for candidates. But if you're looking for help or you're looking for a practice opportunity, reach out to us. We definitely would love to try to help you.
Hey, we started putting the candidate different candidate profiles anonymously on our website. So, you know, so even if somebody wants to do a week, a month, or, you know, whatever, we're going to put that on there. And if somebody can use somebody like that, you know, give us a call and, you know, we'll get you connected with them and all that stuff.
You sure know, thing.
But it's just,
and if you're a candidate, don't worry. We put the profiles out there anonymously. We're not going to blast your information out to everybody.
Just basically the modalities that somebody does. And
sure.
The schedule
they're looking for. Yeah. So, you know, if you have a specific shift that you are trying to get covered, then we want to try to be an
asset. Anybody can figure you out by the guy that does ultrasound, CT, and plain films, and wants to work Monday through Friday, then so they're good.
There you go. All right, Chuck. So is there any specific opportunities that you're wanting to highlight this week?
So, you know, I just, you know, the remote, you know, seems to be the biggest need. I mean, if anybody obviously wants to, you know, boots on the ground and all that, then, you know, pretty much every group is, you know, could use somebody good that's willing to, you know, want to, you know, work full time. But, you know, we do have groups that want somebody for 2 weeks. I just haven't had anybody ask for somebody to work for 1 week. You know, we're having groups that are, you know, wanting to test out the radiologists and things like that, and that's fine. But the main opportunities that, you know, that I have is if somebody wants to work, you know, do, you know, read 120 cases a day, 100 to 120, you know, mixed cases, you know, 30, 40, 45, you know, cross-sectional, you know, then work anywhere from, you know, between the hours of, you know, 8 a.m. and and you know, can have an 8-to-5 schedule, but you know, sometimes work maybe like a later 4 p.m. to 1 p.m. or whatever. You know, and then their, you know, some their fair share of weekends. I mean, you know, like maybe 1 in 7 weekends, 1 in 8, maybe even 1 in 10, you know, something like that. But just, you know, some of the weekends, I mean, they get benefits, they can get health insurance, you know, they can get, you know, retirement, all kinds of stuff. And, you know, W-2, you know, partnership, you know, opportunities. And, you know, that it's just that, you know, to read the, you know, as one group broke it down for us. And I mean, it is coming, you know, every time we do the numbers, I mean, it is very close. It's like $25 a case for mixed cases.
Sure.
That's what people are like, oh, that's, you know, that's very, that's, you know, it's not an RVU or anything. It's just a, it's per case. And so, you know, you've got cases, they get paid way lower RVUs and cases way higher RVUs. And so, you know, it balances out. But I mean, if you do 100 cases in a 9-hour period, you know, that's about $2,500 a day. We talked to a guy today, you know, making less than $2,000 a day, which is kind of surprising. And, you know, this,
I was really surprised by that.
Some weird,
the guy's, he's doing some work. I mean, he's just not making super great compensation for the work that he's doing.
Well, I mean, he's doing well. I mean, he's doing good. It's just that the number of days, when I did the math, the number of days is just, you know, because there's a lot of weekends, you know, and, overnights, some overnights in there and stuff like that. But, you know, so location used to matter. Now it doesn't matter with the remote. I mean, it will with the, you know, the interventional stuff. But, you know, that's going to be interesting. I finally talked to somebody that actually has a group of interventional guys that's going around the country and just, you know, doing as much interventional as they can. And that's all they're doing, you know, which is a great idea. I mean, you could get 4 or 5 people and, you know, could do as much as you wanted.
That's it. Hey, you know, if you're an interventional radiologist and you'd like to do something like that, reach out to us, man. We definitely could daisy chain several of y'all guys together and make something happen. Speaking of interventional, though, we've actually got, if you're an interventional radiologist and you have a Kentucky license, a New York license, an Ohio license, an Illinois license,
North Carolina
license, a Maryland license, a California license, or a Arizona license, then man, we would love to chat with you. Also, if you're a general radiologist that does basic interventional and you're interested in going to a lake town in Texas, we got an opportunity that just popped up. Great area, beautiful, lots of water sports. We'd love to chat with you about that, but feel free to give us a shout. The number here at the office, once again, is 817-483-4300, and you can speak to Chuck or myself or whoever answers the phone. Man, Chuck, and I know that we've got cardiology opportunities that are coming down the pipe. I know that we've got all these other specialties, but right now, radiology is just booming.
Yeah, and so I want to say, too, you know, I know all these groups because we talk to lots of groups every week, and everybody's, you know, posting jobs wherever they're posting them. Don't name any job boards or whatever, but just, you know, posting jobs. And you know, that's, you know, because so the thing is that we get the candidates by calling and talking to them and basically cold calling them. We'll some via email, but we, you know, so we bring candidates to the table that everybody else is not getting.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, because, and we develop relationships with them. We, you know, to bring them on to, you know, because they, we tell that we shoot straight with them. We tell them what the good, the bad, the ugly, you know, both sides. And, you know, we make good matches. We do, you know, personality matches, you know, just, you know, everything. And so,
it's interesting, though, because, you know, you still have the different group administrators or hospital recruiters that, you know, they post on the same job boards and they think that they're going to get a different result. But the bottom line is, I think that you hit the nail on the head a couple of weeks ago. Doctors tend to be a lot more like athletes in the draft than people that are just poking around trying to find another job going to a job board. And they have gone to school. They've put in the work. So, I mean, I get that. I honor that and I respect that.
Well, so, you know, just, and you know, I get it, man. Everybody wants to save the fees and you know, but you've got to do the cost of vacancy, figure
That's
out how,
it.
You know, and then there's, it's just the risk of, you know, hiring a person and all that. I get it. But we, you know, we bring people to the table that, that you're not going to get on a job board, person that you hired to post, you know, I see these jobs on these job boards and they're on there for 30, 45 days,
and 6 months
and whatever. And then, you know, then we end up, because even work at the job boards, there's a technique to all that stuff. You don't just post it on there and sit there and go, oh, fantastic. You know, they're going to start rolling in. And then the ones that are, you know, it's not 100% this. And, you know, I get it. People want to, you know, this just kind of a new age. They want to, let me put it this way. The better people are the people that are not necessarily saying, hey, you know, I'm looking to start tomorrow. You know, they're
sure.
They've just been thinking about it. They know there's some changes. They want to better their situation. And it just takes time to, you know, to get in there and build the trust and, you know, present them opportunities and stuff. But let me get back to so I'll see those jobs on there for 30, 45 days. And then it's not like we target those people to call them, because we send out our own emails and stuff, but but we'll talk to them 30 days after they posted the jobs, and then they are going with us.
Yeah.
But, you know, so that, what does that tell you? That tells you that they're not getting anything off those job boards or anything that they want.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the other thing that some people don't realize, because there are folks that are new to their roles that are just, they're going through the motions trying to figure out what
works. It's the difference in headhunting and recruiting.
Yeah.
I mean, headhunting, you're going out specifically looking for, you know, something for somebody.
Our value as headhunters comes from just that, sourcing the candidates. And yes, whenever we take a dedicated client on, we source specifically for an opportunity. We cold call people that we think would be we've got a proprietary database that we have built and
cultivated for 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, I mean, it's really, and yes, once in a while, there might be some low hanging fruit. You might post something on a job board and you might just happen to catch someone that knows somebody. And so I'm not saying that it never happens, but I'm saying that most of the folks that reach out to us because they have tried that for 30, 60, 90 days.
Well, the bottom line is we bring different candidates to the table. And so we're worth having around for sure.
Well, and I'll tell you, like, I'm thinking of that candidate that we just talked to this week. That's the high volume reader. That I mean, this guy, he is a cowboy that is just ready to get out there, and he will make a difference. But I can guarantee there is nobody out there, because that guy was not actively looking until he started exploring what was out there, and he never would have explored what was out there if one of our team members didn't cold call him and say, hey, we've got some different opportunities, blah, blah, blizzity, blah, yakety, schmackety, yada, yada. And the next thing you know, he has realized that his situation that he's currently in is not that great, and that it could be a lot better.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just, you know, people are, you know, it's just, that's where our value is. Yeah, it's just bringing people to the table that they're not going to find on their own. And in this market, I mean, the people with recruiters, the good recruiters, you know, that are bringing new candidates to the table are the ones that are going to be getting them, because, you know, they're all coming from somewhere.
Well, and I'll tell you, like, we even have, you know, there's a hospital that we work with for multiple specialties, and the radiology group that works at that hospital is, I mean, they're not finding the candidates. So they are the hospital recruiter that we work with said, hey, listen, why don't you reach out to these guys and maybe y'all can produce some results. So because at the end of the day, Chuck, once again, you hit the nail on the head. If you really look at the cost of vacancy and you really look at how much revenue could be generated if you had that slot filled, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, and it's a little bit different too in radiology, the cost of vacancy. I mean, you know, the groups are growing as fast as they can grow, but I mean, they're trying to catch up just to catch up to what they already have to do, you know? Yeah. And so the where they benefit in as far as the cost of vacancy is no time off for the radiologist. Yeah. And so when they get somebody else, then, you know, because they're even if they hired five, you know, some of these places hired five people, you know, they're still getting new contracts and going to need more radiologists. And, you know, you're either, you know, in this market, it looks like you're either growing or you're dying, you know.
That's true. I mean, like I think of that one of the candidates that we spoke with this week that's in a part of one of the larger radiology groups. And he said that there was a merger, that there were some financial changes in the group. And the next thing you know, they lost 20 of their doctors. I mean, so... you know, and we can help you if you need a ballpark idea of what other folks are doing. Then call and speak with us. We would love to help you ease your pain and fill your need in a timely manner. But I say all that to say, Chuck, you know, I think that the next 6 months, if there's anybody out there that is looking for a radiologist, now is the time to strike while the iron is hot. You want to make sure that when you're talking to these folks, you got your ducks in a row, that you've got that you share relevant details to them. And I would say that if you are sincerely trying to fill your need, you probably want to try to do it towards the beginning of summer. Do you have any parting thoughts for our listeners, Chuck?
Well, so no, I mean, so just the timeline. You said the beginning of summer, so. I mean, everybody wants to fill their positions now, and they need to. But sure. for summer, I mean, so like the fellows, everybody knows. I mean,
sure.
2024s are already signing. They're giving them stipends, and they're, you know, these are going to be people though that are going, you know, go to their hometown, you know, things like that. But you know, the fact that they're already getting stipends and they're already, you know, signing and not even, you know, talking to recruiters. That's not everybody. There's a lot of people that are going to be moving around. I know 2024 is a long time to wait, but, you know, it'll be here before you know it. And, you know, some people want to hire the new, you know, the new people coming out and
get some fresh blood.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah. So anyway, no, it's exciting times and, you know, just, love working.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you need help staffing or if you need to hire a physician, an executive, mid-level.
And I want to say, you know, know everything about the, you know, the reimbursement and all that, but we're learning new stuff every week because of the questions we're asking. And so we'll be happy to share that information on the podcast or with people if they call. If you want to assess your situation and, you know, figure out maybe how, you know, get to, you know, how. So what I would say too is so many people that we ask, so many radiologists that we ask, they don't know how much they're getting paid per RVU. Yeah,
exactly.
And that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. That's no big deal. It's just, but they're all asking how much do I get paid per RVU for their next job or the jobs that we're pitching to them. So, you know, first thing is, you know, I'd figure out, you know,
what you're making now.
Yeah. What you're making now. And then, you know, but see, a lot of that is probably, you know, probably by design, you know.
Sure.
It's, you know, if you don't know, you know, so, but we'll, you know, we can help break down, you know, because what I found out is really the time off doesn't matter. You know, the time off just doesn't matter. I mean,
not like it used to.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm talking about in the equation, like as far as trying to figure out, because, you know, I talked to one guy, you know, he's like, I get 27 weeks off a year and I make $550. Okay. That's fantastic. Okay. But his schedule, the two weeks a month that he works, or so it's 2 weeks, 13 cycles, I guess is how it is, because it's 52 weeks. So, but the 2 weeks that he works each cycle is like brutal. You know what I'm saying? They're cramming, you know, 4 weeks into two, and you know, so it all just matters. You know, like what do you make per hour, and you know, but what we're seeing just in general, I'll end with this, but you know, $25 a case. You know, plus benefits, health insurance, even the benefits I've been noticing are getting better, you know, like where they might pay health insurance, but they're not, you know, they're not, it wouldn't pay for the family, you know, they're now paying 50%, different things like that, just different groups. And then, yeah, but that just seems to be getting better for the person looking all around. Yeah.
Well, and ladies and gentlemen, if you need some help hiring some candidates for your organization, we'd love to work with you. Feel free to reach out. My name's Doug Dayton. My number here at the office is 817-483-4300, extension 1002. You can reach Chuck at 1002. Sorry, I'm extension 100. No, Chuck's 1001. And if you have, if you would like to explore looking at other practice opportunities too, we would love to have a discovery call with you and just tell you a little bit more about what's out there. This is Doug and this is Chuck, and we hope you have a fantastic weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.